An overflow crowd of 250 people worshiped together at the Episcopal Cathedral of St. James at the Interfaith Service of Prayer for Compassion and Justice for Migrants, Immigrants, and Refugees. Lauren Nassau of South Bend, a member of the Temple Beth El Synagogue, explained why she came.
Because I felt like I was not a good person a few weeks ago when I didn't do anything, when people were stuck at the airports. So I thought I should open my ears today to be more conscious and to be more available.
Groups from Notre Dame, Holy Cross, and St. Mary's Colleges, together with La Casa, the Islamic Society of Michiana, the Jewish Federation, and several Christian denominations worshiped together and pledged to assist refugees and immigrants. According to event organizer, Ecumenical Franciscan Reverend Sid Mohm, their common stories connect them all to a common need.
And I think a recognition that each of their holy stories are stories of people who have been forced to flee to save their lives and have been looking for places of safe haven. People of faith consistently, repeatedly provide such safe haven.
Mennonites, Muslims, Baptists, Jews, Catholics, and Episcopalians shared their traditions. Syrian Majid al-Shufi shared a refugee testimony. South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg spoke for the city.
All of us need to have a sense of home. And it is incumbent on all of us to make it possible for others to feel at home wherever they may be.
But it was not a night for political speeches. It was more for 10-year-old Patty Chapman, who came with his mom, Wendy.
I go to Hamilton Traditional School.
Okay, and what brings you here tonight?
Why did we come?
So then we could pray for the people to come into the immigrants.
Why is that important?
Because and then people can live free here.
We're very supportive of the cathedral stance on social justice issues, and this is something we believe in deeply as a family. We believe that this is a free country, that people should be allowed to come here. We need to welcome refugees. We need to find a simpler path for people to come as immigrants and become American citizens.
Reverend Mohn added that it was not hard to convince people to come.
I've done a lot of social justice organizing throughout my life. This was one of the easiest initiatives that I've undertaken. And again, I think because people were so prepared from their differing faith perspectives to say that this is the right thing to do.
Reporting for WVPE News, I'm Sid Schroyer.